So, Lauren, in a relationship for 2.5 years, long distance, kind of was worried about ending it, especially with a trip coming up. What'd she do? We have an update for you.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, thanks for reaching back out. Well, you guys were right. After hearing all the listener responses, I decided I needed to end the relationship before I took the trip.
Okay.
I knew deep down that going to spend a week alone in his apartment when was already questioning the relationship would only make everything harder.
Yeah.
So last weekend, I tried to do it over FaceTime. And I completely chickened out.
Okay.
He was sitting there talking about all the things we were going to do together on my trip, where we were going to eat, what we were going to watch, all of it. He was genuinely so excited to see me. And listening to him made me start second-guessing myself. And I thought, well, maybe there's still something here. Maybe I'm making a huge mistake. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't get the words out. And honestly, this has been the hardest thing I've ever had to do. My emotions keep fighting with what I know in my head I need to do. I knew I couldn't keep dragging it out, but actually ending it felt completely different.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
The trip was supposed to happen this weekend.
Oh.
Then, this week, I got a bouquet of flowers delivered to my work from him. The note said, "Can't wait to see you. Travel safe."
Aww.
And one of my coworkers looked at me and basically said, "Girl, you need to tell this poor guy now."
Oh, no.
For some reason, that snapped me back to reality.
Okay.
So I texted him and thanked him for the flowers, but said I needed to talk to him.
Oh.
He immediately responded, "Well, that sounds serious." And then asked, "You're not going to break up with me before your trip, are you?" Well, that kind of bothered me.
Yeah.
That he said that. Right. I called him right then. I told him I didn't think it was a good idea for me to come this weekend. I told him I was thankful for the time we had together, but that I needed to end the relationship.
Oh, dang. She dropped the hammer right
on a phone call.
Wow.
He got really angry.
Oh, wow.
He yelled at me. Said he couldn't believe I was doing this after everything he'd done for me, and went on and on and on. I apologized, told him I was sorry, said goodbye, and hung up. He called back once. I hit ignore, and that's it. He hasn't reached out since.
Oh, wow.
Not going on the trip. And honestly, after the way he reacted, I'm actually really glad I ended it over the phone. I think I would have felt trapped and even more guilty had I been sitting in his apartment trying to have that conversation.
Yeah.
It still hurts. I'm still sad. And I still have moments where I wonder if I made the right decision. But I also know I couldn't keep pretending everything was okay just because breaking up was painful.
Wow.
So thank you to everyone who gave me advice. I definitely didn't handle it perfectly, but I finally did the thing I knew I needed to do.
Well, that's good.
And to the woman who told me, don't drag this out. Either way, it's going to hurt. FaceTime him. You were absolutely right about the first part. Lauren.
Wow. Okay, well, I mean, it sounds like she finally did the right thing and didn't go.
I mean, he was like so love bombing her, right?
Yes.
You know, he was doing everything a really good boyfriend would do.
I almost think, especially when she was saying like what happened when she did lay
Chicken
the hammer
out?
On.
Oh, yeah.
No, lay the hammer on him when he got so angry.
Yeah.
I wonder if he almost sensed it.
Maybe.
And started like.
Really
it
on.
Like love bombing, like you said.
Yeah, wow. Maybe.
Okay.
He was indicating, maybe he sensed that she was kind of pulling back a little bit in the last interactions or whatever.
All right.
He had to know. But I also think, because I was thinking she's going to go on the trip and fall back in love with him. They're going to end up together.
Yeah.
At first when she said she checked it out. And
I know.
Maybe
that's where
there's still something.
That was going
yes.
Too.
So, but the fact that she still got that tinge of I feel bad about getting flowers instead of this makes me excited,
right?
I think was the tipping point for her that I was just feeling
and
bad
even,
about hurting him,
and even the coworker knew,
right?
Was like,
girl,
yeah,
girl.
You need to tell this poor kid,
yes.
Like this guy, you need to tell him. You need
that
to tell
is tough.
Him.
It is, but it's so hard. Like for me,
yeah.
I was always the person I could not stand to hurt someone's feelings.
Sure.
Because out of most of my breakups, I was the dumpy. But like I did break up with Dave
Oh,
in high school. We were together from eighth grade until junior year.
Oh, Dave, it just didn't work out.
So right before prom.
Oh.
I mean.
Hey, you know what? There's never a good time.
And he drove his yellow Geostorm past my house and even said, listen, I've got this gold coin bracelet for you. What do I do with this now?
Oh, he was going to give that to you?
Yes.
Oh, did you say, well, you could still give it to me?
I said, no.
Oh, okay. Well, good on you.
I can't take that.
I can't accept that.
Yeah.
I can't
accept that. It's tough. Breaking up is hard.
Yeah.
But if you know, that's really...
Well,
you're just
scared
of hurting someone, but
again,
you know that they're not your person.
Yeah, I think you did the right thing.
Yeah.
And good on you for like mustering up the courage to just get it done.
Right.
So
I know it wasn't ideal and it wasn't the way that you thought it should happen.
Right. But what is?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no perfect way that plays out.
All right. Well, Lauren, thank you for reaching back out to us and following up with us and good luck.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure she probably feels a weight lifted off of her
now.
Yeah, for
sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you for that.